The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. Today, we've got the girls together. The girls are going to girl today.
The gals, if you will.
The gals.
The gals.
We have the gals on the go, Brooke and Danielle. Welcome to What We Said.
Hi, we are so excited to be here.
This is the collab of the century.
Mm-hmm. We did a swap with them, so our episode with you guys will actually already be out. Mm-hmm. It was out last week, so you guys can go over to their podcast, listen to that, listen to this, and we're so excited to get into it. Our podcasts are kind of like sisters.
Yeah.
I feel like they're very similar vibes.
Twin flames.
Twin flames. Girl chats. How we wanted to get your take on how the LA life has been. I know you've only been here for 2 seconds.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
You also, you said you haven't been here in 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I'm shook.
So we live in New York City and I feel like we just didn't really grow up like coming to LA a lot. I mean, we've done social media for a minute. So we would come out and be like the big LA trip or whatever every so often. But I can't speak for you, Danielle, I guess. But I feel like to my core, I'm not an LA girl. So like, I feel like
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. It's just like, I can't take that, you know, like we're very much East Coast.
We're from both from the East Coast.
She's from New York. I'm from Florida. We both live in the city now. And so when we come here, we're like, whoa. Like, I feel like every
culture
5 minutes.
Shock.
Yeah.
Fish
culture
out of
shock.
Yes. We're like, oh, wait, we can't walk. I keep wanting to walk everywhere. I'm like, it's 0.2 miles, but you can't walk.
Yeah. It really is so different.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to New York, I feel the same where I'm just like, I'm a West Coast girly to my core.
Yeah.
Like, I love New York. I love visiting. But even as I was saying, I'm like, you haven't been here in 2 years. I'm like, I haven't been to New York in forever. I feel a year and a half. We did some live shows there. It was so fun.
Do you guys know where you did them?
In Brooklyn. I'm forgetting the theater name.
Yeah.
We did two shows like back to back.
Oh, how was the crowd? Were they in New York?
They were great. They were great. It was so fun. That was like a dream come true trip for us because we were able to have some of our family come out too. So it was some of her family was there, some of my family.
That's cool.
My mom had never been to New York. So when we brought her up to like the rooftop at our hotel and she got to see the skyline, she literally was crying. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best.
It was so special. Mm-hmm. Like the whole trip was just so fun. But I agree where I'm like, it's such a different pace of life.
Mm-hmm.
That I can appreciate it so much, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I am just a West Coast gal.
It's
so I get it.
The distance thing is crazy too, because like you're saying, you think, we can just walk here. But I think the thing for us on the West Coast is if it's an hour away, we're like, oh yeah, that's fine. Like, it's not a big deal.
Equivalent.
If it's like, oh, something's an hour away. Okay, yeah, we can just go. It's not a big deal to us at all.
You're like so used to driving.
We're like an hour. What a waste of time.
Like, oh, we could drive there. Yeah, that's fine.
Gosh, we're like, we have an hour drive after this. We're like, we'll have to have like a meeting in the car like, between the two of us. Like, what are we going to do to fill that void?
Yeah. Like, it's so funny. But no, we really do look forward to coming. Like, we've been so excited because it's starting to warm up a little bit in New York, but the weather here, you just can't beat it. I heard it's been like raining a little, but we came on a great week. So
yeah, it's been nice. So nice.
We're happy to be here. I mean, we get so excited. It's so funny. I always wonder, you know, because when we used to come, like, it was the dream. It was like the dream for you to be like, everyone moved to LA. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, you made it if you moved to LA. Like,
yeah. And I feel like a lot of people are still like crushing it here, which is so amazing. And so when some of our friends started to move here, I feel like we learned about, remember that place called Toast? You would like go get breakfast at Toast or Alfred or like, I just remember these like
classic places.
Like the Grove. Like last night we literally went to the Grove because that's what I still know. But I don't know like the new, you know, cool spots in Southern California. But we're having a blast.
Yeah.
Like the Grove is, you can't say it's not amazing.
No.
It
like,
really
you guys
is.
Like it.
I love the Grove. It's especially, so have you ever been, I mean, this is kind of maybe niche if you haven't been here a lot, but have you ever been during Christmas time?
No, but
it is magical.
Bet.
But
oh,
I guess
great.
New York during Christmas time actually beats everything. So probably not. But I think it's just so festive. And so it's fun for Southern California. It's like just lights everywhere, huge trees, like the Christmas shopping. It's a vibe.
It's kind of Disney-ish, which I like.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, the trolley goes by. They're like,
Kind
of feels like you're in Disneyland.
It is.
How was your Erewhon experience? Tell us everything.
I get the hype. I mean, who doesn't? Like, but it's not really, it is a grocery store. Like they have produce
really
and everything.
It really is a grocery store.
But it is like a
specialty.
It's a
utopian.
You're so right.
Utopia.
All the bone broths
so
and the
right.
cans
and
like
the glass jars.
Yeah, the glass jars.
Yes, the branding on everything. It's so sleek. I mean, they made fun of it in you.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was living in like a parody. I honestly felt like I said to Danielle after because there was like, a ton of people on their phones, like vlogging on their phones. And I was like, I mean, I was doing that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah, exactly. Like we're all in on it, right? Yeah. Like we all know it's a little ridiculous, but we all love it. But no, we're like playing into it.
I know.
I literally was buying groceries and we were just buying some snacks and I was like, oh, we're going to be walking with this. I'll buy the tote bag. I was like, just pop the $50.
Yeah, no, don't buy the tote bag. No.
Like at my grocery store, it's like, oh, I'll buy the $3. Yeah. $3. Mm-hmm.
And you're saving the one tote
bag.
No.
Brooke had her brown bag. She was budget friendly.
It was all reliable. It was good. Yeah, yeah. Got me through.
It was a cute tote bag. It's cute. So, but we had fun.
It's spacious too. I actually don't have it, but it looks spacious. I saw it on your TikTok.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine just casually grocery shopping there. Like people who go there and like actually do their grocery shopping for the week.
No, you don't.
That's crazy.
Yes, of course. A lot of people, I only know a few personally. Yeah. Like it's a myth actually.
Yeah.
No, no, but I've only ever been there for like specialty items where it's like, okay, let's try the smoothie and let's get a few snacks and a dessert that we've been wanting to try, you know, and that's still going to be $100. Like I can't even fathom actually doing your grocery shopping. I think it would actually be $600.
I'm looking to make a chili tonight.
I'm
going to go to Erewhon.
No, you have to get like the chili that they made and it's in the glass jar and it costs you like probably how much? $30 for that little jar? Like,
probably
more than
that. I really loved the beverage area though, like all the juice. I got like a chocolate almond milk I can't wait to enjoy later. Like
all their little desserts and the little colds.
Brooke was shook. That rhymed. She didn't know they had desserts.
I thought it was too healthy for dessert. I thought that it was going to be like true pinnacle of health and wellness, and it definitely is. Like they have like the healthier versions of everything, but they had chocolate cake.
It was probably like gluten free.
I guess so. But I thought that it was going to be like true. Mm-hmm. But the fruits and everything just
the
looks.
Produce.
It's like Did you try the buffalo cauliflower?
No, that sounds amazing.
Really good, yeah.
We were really intimidated by the hot section. Everyone like knew it. Oh, I could take that. I'll take that. I'm like, I don't know what I want.
Yeah, the pre-prepared like it was ready to grab. It was a little more approachable.
We got sushi. It was good.
Did you guys get smoothies?
No.
Do you like the Hailey Bieber smoothie or any of these smoothies?
It's so good.
Really?
Hailey Bieber smoothie is so good.
What would you like compare it to? Like, is it fruity?
It's fruity. I actually saw this TikTok. It was like
creamy.
When I find out there's like, this is alleged. I don't remember how many grams of sugar, but it was like, there's like 50 grams of sugar in it or something. Like, that's why it's so good.
But it's from fruit.
Well, it's mostly fruit. But it has a lot of like, it has some of those health ingredients. Like sea moss.
Collagen.
Collagen or hyaluronic, whatever. But truly, it does taste delicious. It's like kind of a treat-ish.
Mm-hmm. Is it very protein sweet. In it? Is it filling?
I don't think it has protein.
So it's a fun drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like a smoothie that like satisfies you. Yeah. Like it's not just like, okay, this is a company. I mean, I never wanted to replace my meal, but it's nice when you're like, okay, that was like worth the $20.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially when I feel full. Yeah. Well, they also have a soft serve now. Version.
Ooh. I need to try
Like it's a little different, but it's also really good.
That sounds
so
really
that's
good.
Even more of a treat. But
yum.
Yeah, the hot bar and the smoothie section are like the main. I feel like
we did it wrong.
The tourist attraction.
Those are the attractions at least that
people
will go
long
to.
Line and we had literally came from the airport.
Yeah.
For this smoothies specifically.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
Yeah, no, it was fun. And the supplements area, like all the Symbiotica, you were saying.
I feel like I want to transform my life after like going to that store.
I know. Yeah, I know. You're like, oh, I guess I'll start. What is the CMOS thing?
I was
going to
say the CMOS section.
Ugh. Yeah.
Do you guys feel like, what is the health and wellness scene like in New York?
That's a good
question.
In
comparison,
it's different than here. I feel like it's more like on the weekdays, people are into it. On the weekends, people just like, we love pizza. Like there's so much to eat. Like, I don't know, not even the sense of food, but just like, you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
More about balance.
Whereas here, it's something called balance.
I don't mean that in a negative way.
Well, there's totally a huge like restaurant scene here, but in New York, I feel like you revolve your day around like going out to eat.
Yeah.
Like dinner or like, or on the weekends or whatever it is. Like that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel it's more workouts versus like here. I feel like it's like get your CMOS, get your
I think that's the biggest
difference. Health and wellness seeps into every aspect in LA. I feel like even if you go out for dinner, it's like, oh, this pizza is gluten free. I didn't even know. They don't even give you the options. Like oat milk is now the go to. You ask for oat milk and it's like, yeah, that's what's already in it.
Yeah. A lot of times
their jaws drop. Like, no, oat milk, okay?
I need my cream. Yeah. Oh my God.
Do you guys drink dairy milk?
Yeah. I didn't for a while. And then I was like, wait, why? It wasn't ruining anything for me.
You got gaslit.
We all decided to stop drinking regular milk, unless you have problems. But I wasn't having stomach problems. I wasn't having skin problems. So I was like, why am I drinking soy milk?
I will literally eat like a mozzarella sticks and an extra large cheese pizza and be like, please, my oat milk latte. Like,
that's brilliant.
And if it has whole milk, I'm like,
can whipped make cream, but almond milk. Like that's what I make a coffee, and it's like a milkshake.
I'm so weird about that. I'm like, clearly,
the taste too. Maybe like
I think
taste.
That's what it is. I think at this point, I actually enjoy the taste of oat milk in lattes. Yeah. So yeah, that's funny. That's a funny thing about. Truly, there are a few places that you go that we go at least where I'll ask for oat milk, and they're like, "That's what's in it." Like you have to like. I almost think maybe even. I don't know if you have to pay extra, but like to get whole milk, it's like a change.
Oh, that's what? They're like, oh my gosh, we have to pull it out of the bag. Yeah. Alert, run the sirens.
Literally. Get the cow.
Like, person wants whole milk.
Shocking. Oh, bring the cow out.
Literally bring them out. Like, the cow milk comes out. They're like, shame, shame.
Literally. It is different.
I do miss New York, though.
Saw you in New York. Was that the last time you were
there?
Or two times ago?
That was maybe 2 times ago, but that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really long time ago. New York also doesn't have, like, the sun lives and the, like, we have a few, like, quick, I just feel like you guys have
so many different variations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, we don't have a lot. I mean, we have, like, kava and sweet green, but, like,
those are, like, bowls, true. I'm talking, like, you're drinking, like, a delicious matcha smoothies, like,
with, like, really good ingredients. Like, I feel like, you know, like, it's good that you're putting into your body. Whereas New York, there's, like, I mean, I love Juice Generation. I literally make a smoothie every day, but it's not like this.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest difference. That's an interesting question.
Yeah. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness, and I feel like it's so easy to just get overwhelmed by the idea of starting or maybe restarting your fitness journey in any capacity, and that's why we're excited to be sponsored by Peloton. Cycling is such a great way to work out, to release endorphins. I feel like anytime I've done any sort of cycling class, I leave and I'm just like, oh, wow, I feel like I just released so much energy, and in the best way. Like, it feels so good.
And sweat.
Mm-hmm. So Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there are thousands of classes to get you moving, whether that's beginning or advanced rides, feel good, live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides. They've got something for you. You can find different instructors. They have different music playlists. And it's important to find someone that you vibe with and you like their music. It will really pump you up and make you excited for the workout. And I love that. Yeah, even if you're a beginner, you can still start and feel confident. And they have really, really great people instructing and just different types of rides.
My in-laws are obsessed with Peloton. My sisters-in-law will always talk about it and talk about their instructors, which class they did together. I love that you can also be motivated by others while you're doing it, because that is the downfall of doing workouts at home by yourself. If you're just like, oh, no one's paying attention, but Peloton is the best mix of both worlds. You get to have privacy, but you're also part of a community. Peloton Entertainment keeps you moving, so you can also watch your favorite TV shows and live sports too as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. So wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Go check it out.
Just Thrive is one of our favorite sponsors. It's something that is incorporated into both Chelsea and my routine. We've gotten friends and family hooked on it. They have their Just Thrive probiotic. They have a gummy version of it now too, which is really nice for especially the beginning of my pregnancy. I just wasn't really in the mood to be taking like a pill or like a capsule of something. And so the gummies taste really good and it's the same formula. They also have a new stress soothing formula called Just Calm, because stress can make a mess of your digestion and your immune system, but you can say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, serene, more relaxed you. Just Calm's proprietary mood lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Also, their Just Thrive probiotic is a spore probiotic, which we did a whole episode with the co-founder, and she explained all about gut health. It's a super informative episode if you're interested. It's one of our top episodes, but their probiotic banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, which is your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized.
With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you with the day every day. So right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code What We Said, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a month for free.
That's justthrivehealth.com and use promo code What We Said. Take control today with Just Thrive. Go check it out. Okay, you guys have had your podcast for like 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm time. Going on a different tangent. What made you decide to start a podcast? We wanted to like get into the nitty gritty of that. This is kind of an annoying question. It's like, how did you start?
Yeah.
But I just want like a brief, like what made you, what was the thing where you're like, wait, we should start a podcast together?
And how long had you been friends before you started the podcast? Like how many years?
A long time. So we were friends for...
We always look at each other like, oh, yeah. Babe, like...
Yeah, well, we met when...
What was it when I was like first 15, laid eyes on
then
me?
We started, yeah, literally. We had been friends for like 6 or 7 years at that point. Yeah, like yeah. A minute. And then we went to school together for 1 year college. So like we got even closer, I would say, that year.
Yeah.
But we were already like very good friends.
Yeah.
So then... I mean, it's a debate. Like, was it someone that told us? But then we kind of came up with the...
Well, I think we were already thinking about... Basically... Long
like a manager
short,
or something?
No, my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
It was like, you guys should start a podcast. But I think we had already been thinking about it. But it definitely got the ball rolling. I think we just have good banter. And I think everyone in our life was like, you guys should do something together collaboratively. You both have your YouTube channels. And mm-hmm. So we did it.
Yeah. And it's completely separate than our YouTube. Like, we yeah.
And you were
this
both YouTubers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
When you met, you were too.
Yeah, that's how we
that's
met.
How we met.
I cannot believe you were that young and you were YouTubers.
I know.
Yeah,
oh,
babies
know.
On the internet.
Like, YouTube in a way. Just so oh much gosh. On the internet.
Do you feel like that? This is a stupid question because it's just obviously the answer is yes. Like, do you feel like that has altered your brain chemistry, like being online for that long and growing up like that? Like, that is yeah. very, I feel like even for me, I feel that way. And I started more, I guess, when I was like 18, which is very different than like 14.
Now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still, like, I even sometimes think of that where I'm like, oh my gosh, my whole 20s, like, I've been online. Mm-hmm. I haven't ever had like a normal job. Like,
yeah,
it just
same.
Like, have you guys ever had
yeah,
retail had, jobs and
yeah.
stuff? Okay.
I had like a few jobs. Like, I worked at like an ice cream shop, like those kind of jobs. And then I had a like corporate job just for a very short stint, but I did. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I guess it's cool because I could like see sort of yeah. both sides. But even by being online, my corporate life was like impacted, or even my like working in an ice yeah. cream shop, because it was like people came in and they're like, oh, that's the girl that does YouTube in our high school. Or like
yeah.
even my corporate job, people were like, we were just watching your videos. I'm like, this is a corporate office people.
Yeah.
Shop. Like,
shut up.
Yeah.
Nothing is scarier than someone acknowledging your social media presence in person.
Yeah. Yes. See, actually, I don't do that at all.
I was literally at like about? A family yeah. dinner and they're like, I watched your video. I'm like, stop. And I'm gonna stop you there.
Yeah, we're just gonna.
You don't know me on the
Hannah Montana life. Okay,
yeah.
I know. I'm Miley Cyrus right now.
We pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah, you're yeah. putting into the void. Like when yeah. someone makes it real, you're like, ugh,
yeah,
you saw that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, no, yeah. Like I didn't think anyone saw that.
It's so
it's
true.
Fake.
Yeah,
it's fake.
But we have been online for yes a very very long time, and I
it
definitely
was different
agree.
Though. Like back then, there was like I feel like
more
a few,
wholesome.
But, yeah, and now it's like we're at Air One and everyone's vlogging. You know, so I feel like if we. Like, we started at a time where we were still, like, really trying to remain, like, in our normal... We really didn't want to talk about it in public.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
you guys first, too, when you started. It's just, like, I don't really... Even today, we're at the dry bar, and they're like, what do you guys have going on? We're like, I'll work. Like, I don't know why. You just, like, don't want to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Why is it, like...
I don't know why.
Literally embarrassing. Like, I don't want I it to be like that.
Like, we're so proud. All yeah. of us are so proud.
But it is this
you
weird...
You still want to get into it.
Yeah, once they start asking, like, what do you do for work? You're like...
A little marketing, like
it depends. How much time
media.
You got?
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. No, because then they just have lots of questions. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you should follow me. Like yeah. it's just like, yeah. You know, we're all networking together, which is fine. But
of course, I start perceiving myself then too. I'm like, what is my like when my boyfriend talks about me? Like, what does he say to it? He meets people. Yeah. What does he say? I do. I'm like, oh my gosh, how? Oh, she's yeah. an influencer. I'm like, I cringe.
Well, I hate that it is cringy to be called like. I hate that I think it's cringy
yes.
that I'm an
I know.
Influencer
I
because
know.
It really is like, I almost think, not to get like too deep in, you know, feels into so. Like misogyny right now, but it's like, it really is so incredible that so many women that I know are like running these businesses and they're mm-hmm. the breadwinners. And like, I am so proud of that. I think it's so amazing. And I almost feel like we've gotten tricked into being like influencer, like so cringy because it's usually female dominated yeah. mm-hmm. and it kind of like makes me want to push back a little bit and be like, wait, we need to like reclaim just I don't know
make
that it's
cool
like a
again.
Really yeah it's not a cringy thing, it's like
be proud,
it's very yeah mm-hmm. it's very all the influencers that I know I'm so impressed by and inspired mm-hmm. by them, so I'm like we need to like
change that,
maybe not be I but know. I literally am embarrassed, so that's yeah. why I'm saying that, because I feel dumb when I'm like, I'm an influencer. I'm like, oh, I don't want to. Like, even I said that recently, and the person I said it to was like, oh, that's that word is like so. And I was like,
I know.
Yeah, it is, but I don't.
There like, a pod. Sometimes we'll say we're podcasters.
Yeah, yeah.
Content creator, but then you're like, they're like, what content?
I think is
yeah.
the best.
Yeah.
Podcaster, the most respectable,
yeah.
maybe.
I like saying podcast.
But see, is it because there's a lot of male podcasters.
Stop. This is so deep. Yeah, stop. You're so right. Because it was originally like male, not yeah, like
maybe. Oh my God. But then the worst is when they're like I have a question. When people ask you what we said is about, what do you say?
We usually say it's a lifestyle podcast. That's yeah, what I say.
That's I'll what we
like,
say. Oh,
it's but... a lot of, it depends on who's asking. If it's a guy, I like try and shut down immediately because I'm like, you will not be interested.
Yeah,
but
like, it's not like, your demo.
I'm like, it's girl talk. Yeah, like,
don't
like,
even listen ever. Yeah, actually. Yeah. Please don't.
Yeah, you won't get it. I'll say girl talk, lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny story.
What do you guys say?
Same thing. I always say to Brooke, I'm like, we need a pitch. We need like a go-to.
You guys probably somewhere like, we're best friends.
Yeah.
Talk about stories from our lives, but then also lifestyle.
Yeah. It's just so interesting when I hear about other podcasts, I don't immediately say, what's it about? Like, I could just tell what the vibe is immediately. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be. I think I'm just self-conscious about it. Like, sorry, it's not educational per se.
I know.
But, people do learn stuff. We give our favorites. Yeah. We give our recs.
I'm sure you guys, too, get a lot of, boyfriends, though, or, husbands or something that are like, they listen because of their.
Yeah.
Like, or they listen partner, together or something. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Like, no, it's entertaining. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
There's I know. It's always really surprising. Even at live shows, I'm sure you guys have, the token boyfriends who come.
Oh, my God. I love them.
Some of them are like. There have been a few where we're like,
you need
they're
to
not,
leave immediately.
You need to leave. You're not getting it.
Yeah.
But most of them are just so nice and I listen to the podcast too. She taught me this and that. And I'm like, this is everything.
So we love really a supportive
king.
No, it's the sweetest when they're like, oh yeah, I know your boyfriend from your videos. I think I'd be friends with him, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. Or when they, we do meet and greets after and the guy will come and we take a picture of the girl and they're like, do you want? And he's like, okay, I'll get the photo.
So cute. I love it so much.
I know. It's so, so sweet.
Yeah. Are you guys doing any more live shows right now?
Well,
Am I okay?
Not right
live
now.
Live from the hospital.
Dumb question.
Virtual live
show. We would love to. Yeah.
You just did some. That's what I was thinking about.
How was your guys' tour?
It was so fun.
We loved it. Yeah. And now we're going to take because we want it to be a different show. Not every time, not every single, but different tours kind of.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break now and then we'll start up with another new material, if you will.
Yeah,
it's
so fun.
It's so fun. Yeah, definitely. I think even regardless of us being pregnant, it's kind of nice to have a bit of a break from the shows to recoup. And
you see, get the creative juices again.
Have you seen, you guys know Canceled?
Podcast. Yes.
Have you seen that they're on tour?
Yes.
I have been trying to wrap my brain around how many shows they're doing. And I'm like, wait.
I don't understand.
Know that artists do this. I know that comedians do that. But I'm like, just the effort that it takes touring. And we did not even that many shows. We did one time. We did two in one night. And we'll never do that again. It was so
draining.
It was so draining because we did meet and greets too.
Oh my gosh.
And for their sake, not it was so hard, but it's
you want to give everybody
get
a great
fresh show.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want fresh energy. Yeah. You want to be it was also just a really, that was our worst show, not in terms of the people that came, but the people who were running it. There was a lot of mishaps.
Production.
So I think it was just a lot of things compiled that was that was a stressful night. But I've seen them talking about we do two shows a night, back to back to back,
Back-to-back nights. We've never done back-to-back nights.
I'm oh my gosh,
we've
that
been
is.
Asked to do that. And we're like, nope, no candy.
I need a day.
It's crazy how much traveling.
We've done the back-to-back nights. When we did Texas, we did Austin.
Yeah,
we've Dallas,
done back-to-back
we drove
nights,
to Austin.
But, not,
but we were like, it, yeah. even that is definitely. Because
you're saying you did two in one night.
Yeah, that's
crazy. We did two in one night. But we also did New York back-to-back, I think.
Sorry. I mean different places. Where it's not we're traveling that morning and then the next night.
We did that once. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that was
Chicago.
Tough.
We did two shows, two different venues, I guess two different nights. It's not ideal because you want to sleep in and maybe explore the city a little if you're traveling. You
it
know?
Made me we are obviously not Taylor Swift, but I'm wow.
I don't know how she
I know. I can't comprehend
seven
it.
Nights. She didn't she do 7 nights in LA or something crazy?
I know so many artists do that, back to back to back for months.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be on a tour bus and I'm just I am so, am I a baby? It was insane.
Sorry to interrupt.
You probably are, but.
What I will say is with music, it's amazing because they know they're singing the same songs every night in the dances and they still talk and it's a lot of energy. But I feel like with the live shows, you want to give something unique to each one. So it's
fresh.
Okay, I got it. Because it's not script. I'm sure your eyes isn't scripted.
Yeah.
So you're okay, I got to do that again.
It's improv for
it's
an
improv.
Hour.
Yeah. Whereas at least you have the same songs every night. Not discrediting at all, but I think that's where it's different.
Would you guys, were you nervous to do the tour in the first place, or were you like, this will be so fun?
Like for your first show.
For your first live show, were you like, wait.
I mean, we were shaking in our boots, but I think we were so excited. The night of. But I feel like beforehand, like, did you guys ever do like meet and greets? Like, we used to do so many meet and greets when we were younger.
No.
Like meetups is what we would call them.
Like literally in parks. No. I mean, we never like know. Because it's like, you can't just be like, come meet me at the park. Like, yeah, that's not
but
safe.
But we used to do that.
No, I know.
We'd be like, meet up in front of this statue in Central Park, straight up. And people would
like,
come.
And we were like 15. Like, what?
Our parents. No, no, I'm seriously? Like so serious. So we already like, we're so
I'll be
familiar
here
with that.
Unchaperoned.
Yes, please. At this exact time and place, come find me.
Like, where is the picture of me? This is what I'm wearing.
Yep.
So
you know everything
never,
about my life.
You could never know. I mean,
no. Yeah. We have some with like basketball courts in the background, like photos of us with followers. Yep. Like, yep. We're literally at the parks in New York.
But did you guys ever do any kind of performing before? Like,
I guess
theater,
no.
Theater or growing
well,
up.
Theater, yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
not together. Yeah,
that helps.
Were you guys really nervous?
Chelsea wasn't. I was. So our first live, well, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm just saying, I feel like you've always had like the confidence
in
us. Yeah. And I was like, I'm terrified. Like, I get so nervous to, the only experience I really have on stage, well, I guess it'd be to dance. I never got super
dance
nervous to
different.
Dance.
Yeah. Cause it's not like your personality.
But like singing on stage, I was always like, ooh, like I would get so nervous for stuff like that. And so we planned our first live show and we had like two of our friends as guests who are also influencers. And Chelsea was like, yeah, for our next one, like we could do just us. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, we need someone to like, we need to have conversation to bounce off of. Like, what are we just, you know, just us two up there? I was like, I'm terrified.
Aww.
And she was like, JC, we do that every week. And I'm like, every I know, week. But in front of a crowd, like, and so I was really nervous. Like, I remember I was like gripping Chelsea's hand. Yeah. Like, we are not touchy. And I literally was like holding her hands. I was like, I'm so scared. And then once we got up there, I was like, that was the best night of my life. Like, that was so fun. I literally, like, my nerves completely went away. It was so fun. Oh, and I feel so like you're good. Just very comfortable, yeah. Too.
Well,
on stage,
I had done singing, and I remember I was always so nervous to sing on stage, and I would do like shows for a while. I was like doing music, and the thing that I loved the most was talking in between the songs. Like, I would be nervous to sing because it's like, what if I mess up a note? Mm-hmm. What if I do this? But then in between the songs, like when you're just like talking to the crowd, I loved that. So I was like, this is literally just the best part of what I used you know, actually like about it. So I was like, oh, we got this.
I think what I was most scared of for live shows was like, I feel like obviously Chelsea and I have like great banter and stuff. I wasn't
there's
worried about
no cushion
that.
If you don't have other people.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, there's just no cushion. And also, like, am I going to make funny comments when I'm on stage in
no,
front
literally.
Of 500
yeah.
people? Or am I going to freeze up and just be like, say something cringy and no one laughs, and then I'm gonna like be
they
even
react
more
in person.
Scared.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think I was just honestly, I feel like our audience is like, I don't wanna say they're easily impressed, but like
no, they're just happy to be there.
Just, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, like I forgot that they're here for us.
They know
they
us.
They like yes. us yes. and they know us. So it's not like I'm speaking to a random group of people
it's
who
true.
Have never I think if I was speaking in front of like 500 random people, I'd be like, I'm terrified.
Yeah. Yeah.
But after the first show, I was like, oh, I forgot they like know us.
They're literally there for
exactly.
you. No,
yeah.
our parents
always
came
to
a lot.
Best support system too. Mm-hmm. So that helps because they're hyping us up backstage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's great. They're great.
I know.
Like,
we ask them for feedback every time. We're like, please give us notes. We're like, literally perfect. Girls, we're like, oh my god, we're using again.
Because they'll give us notes sometimes though. So I'm like, okay, that
yeah.
was a good one.
I know. Yeah. So then we're like, but the notes are like minute. Like it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, they're not like,
maybe like make this transition. Like it's not yeah. anything. They're not.
That's
really
so nice.
Yeah.
Too deep.
Really
we
nice.
Love it. It's yeah. like a dream for us, I feel like, to do that and to be able to connect with that many people. And I feel like it would be really hard to run a meetup for like 500 people or something.
Yeah.
So it's like the most, it's a really efficient way to like get everybody in a room and like
yeah.
connect. And
yeah.
For sure. And I think
so
it's
nice.
Credit to both of our audiences too. Cause if you were to have an audience that just is not the vibe or the just not welcoming, mm-hmm. we probably wouldn't be having fun. But because the people that listen, it's like, oh, you're the same as us. You get
mm-hmm.
our jokes. You understand. You think you like the same things that we do. So it's just like this whole room of these girls that just get it.
Just like the best
like
friends,
a convention.
Literally. And you feel
that.
So comfortable when you're like, I'm literally in a room of my friends. Like, they're not here to like criticize.
No.
They're just like here to have fun.
For sure.
And they've always been. We've had great crowds. Like, it has been so fun.
Yeah.
It's electric.
We'll have to like come to each other's shows
yes,
someday.
I know.
Like, if you guys did you do an LA show?
No.
Okay.
It's on our list.
Yeah. When you come to LA,
where did you did you do one here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have the improv.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how's that? We did a few improvs in other cities.
It was really fun.
Cool. Okay,
yeah, I kind of like those more
it's intimate.
Intimate
like comedy club vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those venues a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's what we would do if we came over, like an intimate vibe. We're like nervous that no one watches us over.
I know. I feel like we don't want it to be a flop. We get nervous that you don't really know. That's the thing.
Do you guys, when you pick your cities, like, is these just cities you guys want to go to, or do you talk to people and they suggest?
It's usually our top, like,
it's like analytics wise too. Yeah. Like, we'll be like, okay, here are the cities. But some have surprised, like, I remember when we went to Dallas, it was like one of our biggest crowds. Yeah. We were like, oh, we didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We just didn't realize that.
That was also
in
Chicago. Well, we knew.
Yeah.
We had a feeling,
Chicago.
Like, no,
Chicago
it sold out in like 5 minutes.
I mean, I'm sure you guys maybe had been to Chicago before, but when there are cities that like you've just never been to, even you're like, wait, people here that I've never met, like, know who I am and want to come like watch us podcast live. Like, it's so confusing. Cause in LA or, you know, even in Orange County, we're like, oh, of course. Like,
yeah,
our friends, family, people who know us.
We
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you then probably go to a random city, like, I've never been here, and there's people coming to see me. What?
And I'm sure you meet people like daily basis, like on the street or something, who are like, oh, I listen to your podcast or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah, like,
you feel
coming
a little
tonight
more secure
in your vicinity, where you're like, yeah, okay, people, I could probably get 100 people to
hopefully.
I probably
get it. That's what I felt about New York, but everywhere else we were like, well, this is like rolling the dice right now.
Just wondering, because we literally are just like, eh, we want to go there. I mean, we look at comments and analytics, but a lot of times we're like, I think we have a good feeling about that. And we've been wrong about some, not in the sense of the crowd, but like, you know, maybe it didn't fully sell out or something like that. We're like, oh, okay.
It is a complete dice roll, I feel like, even just with numbers. Like, it is so hard to actually visualize, like, when you're podcasting and you're just like, right now it's just us four, it's like so hard to understand that people are, for me listening, at least, like, it cannot connect to my brain that people will be listening to this.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
it's so, I think when we first were like, oh, you know, Dear Media is like, oh, let's do a tour. I'm like, who? What, with who? Like, to who's watching? Like,
that's
what?
Really so sweet.
Because it's just
so
like,
many fans.
It's just, it's so like surreal to be like, crazy. Oh, there's actually real
you guys are
people.
Very humble. Just like, I mean, you guys are like a huge
podcast.
No,
when
podcast,
we told people,
we're
like
people
know you guys. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That is nice.
I feel the same way about you guys.
Oh.
I feel the same way about us.
Like, I feel the same way. Very famous.
We are huge.
Yes, so thank you. We are celebrities, yes.
Thank you, yes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy has been there for me, you know, during my biggest life changes, which I find to be the most beneficial time for me personally to use therapy, because I get to talk to somebody who's not necessarily in the situation, who is a professional, who can really help me learn positive coping skills, maybe how to set boundaries, and just empowers me to be the best version of myself. And I know sometimes you can feel like you don't have enough time for appointments, you have a lot going on and you're stressed about it, and you feel like maybe adding another appointment or another thing to your to-do list, like therapy, can be more stressful. But believe you me, okay, it's going to be worth your time and your effort to make that time to talk to somebody and start therapy.
Therapy is not just for people who have gone through like extreme, extreme trauma in their lives. It can really help anyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills if you need to set some boundaries in your life or just feel empowered to be the best version of yourself, because sometimes these little things that just bog you down in your mind can really just make you not have a great time day to day or feel stress or anxiety. And sometimes talking through things, verbally processing what you're going through, can really help you be the best version of yourself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is really, really nice and convenient. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which is also super important to find someone that you really get along with and feel comfortable with. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That is betterhelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. And that's why we love Quince. I'm sure you've heard about Quince before. Maybe you've seen them on social media, people sharing their favorite sweaters from there or something, but it is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. Just the best of both worlds. And they have the cutest stuff. One of my favorite sweaters that I wear all the time, it's like a white crew neck sweater, is from Quince. And I get so many compliments on it. And it feels so luxury, but it is so affordable.
They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. I got Case a little cashmere set. They have some kid stuff that are really, really cute. They also have home stuff as well. I've gotten some napkins from there just to like put on when I have people over for dinner or something like that. That just elevates the whole vibe. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So you're getting quite the bang for your buck.
I have two different silk skirts from Quince that I really love. I have like a champagne colored one that's kind of more maxi midi vibes. And then I have a mini skirt that's black, and it's so comfy and feels very, very high quality. So by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which is amazing. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/whatwesaid to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/whatwesaid.
Well, we had our audience write in, so we do an advice column every month. Sick. And we wanted to do this with you guys some like kind of big sister-esque advice.
Yeah. Girly things, like, you know, kind of going off what we talked about on your podcast. Really a bit. You guys need to go listen to the episode we did on theirs because we got down content. And dirty.
Yeah, we did. In the shower.
And we're ready to get dirty. Even dirtier. Okay, messy. I'm gonna read mine first. Perfect. I'm 25 years old and I've never been to the gynecologist. Do I need to go? What would they do?
Oof. That's the whole message?
Yeah. What would they do? I'm trying to comprehend, like, when you go for the first time.
I think I was 18.
Is it just usually when you become sexually active they say to go?
You
or
should go then. And then I feel like there's an age. And okay. I thought that it was like 21 or 22.
I thought so too. It was like 21
Why
or 22.
Why was that?
Because you were sexually active.
Oh. Or like, I guess.
Yeah.
Telling on yourself. You're like, I started going at a very young age.
No. Yeah, that's so interesting.
I went like before I went to college. My mom was like, I don't need to know what you're getting into, but like, I want to take you, you know, to the
she
whatever.
She said what?
She's like, I don't need to know what you're getting into, but like, I'm going to take you.
Oh.
It's very important to go. I will, even if you're not sexually active, really like for important. Real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the only
especially
way.
Especially if you're 25. I feel like it's good. Also, definitely. I think what they do is like a pap smear. Mm-hmm. They might just check to make sure everything's good down there.
Breast exam,
you know,
very important.
Do too many things, though.
The first time I went, I think maybe, I don't know how old I was. Anyways, I remember it wasn't like the full thing. And she was like, okay, and then next year we'll do the full feet and the stirrups.
Yes.
It's a little uncomfortable, but if you have, what I do is I just talk to her. I'm like, talk to me. Like, let's talk about my day. And then they just pull it, this like liquid out, and they test it, and it's really good. I mean, transparently, one time there was like a little imbalance, so I had to like take some vitamins, and now I'm good. Yeah. But it's good to do.
I feel like it's also never too late. Like, I don't want her to feel dumb. You know, sometimes
you just don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you put things off, like
the dentist.
You literally haven't been to the dentist in 2 years. So
no, I mean, I'm like terrified of the primary doctor. I don't go every year. I go to the gynecologist, I go to the dentist, but I don't. You know, it's like
We talk about this all the time that no one, like, you become an adult, mm-hmm. and no one tells you to do these things. So you almost have to, like, we didn't know.
You're like the dentist every 6 months.
You gotta do that.
Yeah,
the dentist 6 months is crazy.
I'm like, it's already been 6 months. I'll get a text from them. I'm like, okay, let's postpone that. I'm not ready.
I know. Yeah, I was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have a chatty dentist, I'm like, I don't have new material yet.
No.
No. 100%.
Not when they're also like literally putting stuff in your mouth. They're like, how was your day? I'm like, ma'am.
No, I was a chiropractor and he's so sweet, but he was literally cracking the heck out of my neck and my back, like literally putting all of his weight. And he was asking me questions. And I'm like, oh, I want this. I'm like, okay, can we talk after? Like, I'm just trying to relax and trying not to think about you snapping my neck. Like, let me just chill
first. You're supposed to like exhale. You're not supposed to be like holding your breath or talking. You're supposed to be like,
like,
how's your day?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's I think it's never too late to make an appointment mm-hmm. for the gyno. And you know what? Now that we're saying that, it's like, it would be good to have on your calendar, like at the beginning of the year and mid-year, to like remind yourself mm-hmm. to make those appointments that are annoying.
Yeah.
I don't do that, but I should, because
Brooke
I feel like,
does hers
do you?
Yeah, I tried it in the beginning of the year. Well, or make the appointment, because sometimes it's 3 months to get an appointment. So like I'm just now going in March or whatever. But
that's the weird thing about doctors. Yeah.
I know. But go on ZocDoc also. I think the
love
key
that.
With
love
the
ZocDoc.
Yeah. And find a good doctor. Like mm-hmm. I feel like you don't just have to settle and like be like, oh, I'll just go to this one that's available. Like, you know, go to the one that has good reviews, that makes you feel comfortable. That's a really important one to make sure you have a good doctor mm-hmm. that you feel comfortable with.
Especially a lady doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're definitely up in your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to feel good.
And it's empowering. It's about women's health. Yes. They also will like check around, feel you to make sure there's nothing like alarming in that sense. And they just make you feel so good. And it's just a ton of women in there. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's true. I love that. I need to make some appointments.
You got enough appointments.
Yeah, true.
I was going to say, how many?
What do you mean?
You're getting checked down there enough.
No, you know what? I was already thinking about how like I need to, once I'm not pregnant anymore, I was thinking like, okay, I need to make a dentist appointment. Like I was thinking about that recently, about the appointments thing. It's like,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sometimes it's really you want to, no.
I know. I
just put it off.
My dentist was like, oh, come back soon. Like it's been 6 months. And I was like, oh, I'm pregnant. And they're like, you can still come when you're pregnant. I'm like, I don't think so.
I wait enough waiting.
Yeah,
I think I'll wait. The cavities can wait.
Thanks. Okay. I'm genuinely repulsed by every man I see. And I'm only attracted to fictional men. I don't know what it means. Please help.
Please. Because they're not real, because they're so perfect. Because real men aren't like storybook written. I feel
that
like.
That was deep.
Yeah, dang.
I know.
Mic drop.
I know.
Yeah, it's true. No, like reading a book. Like a
romance.
Yeah, a rom-com, or
any, where they're the hero.
Yeah.
And you're like,
those are never going to be realistic.
They cause relationship problems. I swear. Like, you're like, why is this guy doing absolutely everything for us? Because a woman wrote it.
Yeah.
So that'll do it.
Have you read a book about a man written by a man? It's not the same as a man written by a woman.
No, I don't even think I have. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, all of the books I read are written by women.
Unless they're nonfiction, like
Like any book, I swear. Who are your, asking for a friend, if someone, you're both readers, right?
Brooke Moore.
Okay. Yeah. If you had someone come to you and say, I'm in a reading slump, I haven't read in 3 months, what book would you recommend to them to get back into it? I know everyone's taste is different.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like a basic girl like me who reads like.
Did you ever read Colleen Last Hoover? Mrs. Parrish?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah. I mean, that one I feel like is
that
a quick.
That one is
did you read Housemaid?
Yeah.
Oh, those are
the two. Okay.
It's a little bit thicker, which I know like the length kind of scares some people, but I really like Kristen Hannah. She's one of my favorite authors.
Okay.
Great Alone is my favorite book by her. Like, I feel like it's just it still stays with you.
Really, what is that about? You don't have to like give me the whole plot, but like, is it what's the genre?
It's fiction, but it's historical fiction, I guess, in a way.
That's Chelsea's alley.
Oh, you like that?
I love historical fiction.
So it's Alaska in the 1970s, which I am not like, just so we're clear, I like a romance in New York City. Like, that's my vibe. Yeah. So that's why the fact that I like this book so much is shocking, but it is just an amazing, like, I was reading it in like Ubers. Like, I was like, I need to know what happens next. So that's how I feel.
Am I thinking of the wrong author, or did she write The Nightingale?
She did. Okay, yeah, also
that's
fantastic.
That's like
book.
One of my mom's favorite books. I haven't read it yet. I
want
to
read it. Yeah, it's incredible.
They appeal to like a wide range of people too. And the history element, like I was like, oh, no, I don't really care that much. Yeah. Like, I mean, I do care. Like, it's intriguing, but I would rather hear about the girlies. Like, I don't need to know.
I think for me, reading has to be like, what the point I'm at recently is like, I feel like there's just so much going on in life in general. I'm like, I want to escape. Like, I don't want to read about something hard. Which maybe The Great Alone is, but like,
the
you
title,
know,
like, you know,
sometimes
you
when cry, it's like heavy, I'm like, I just want to escape and like,
feel
just,
happy.
Yeah, feel happy.
Yeah.
Take me to an island where a boy swoops me off my feet.
Exactly. Like,
I'm there with you.
But it depends on my mood. And I've been in kind of a slump, which I want to get out of. But The Great Alone, that's a good one. And The Nightingale. I think both of those are kind of sad, heavy books. But
I know.
I've heard they're
they
amazing.
If you like Housemaid, that author, Freda McFadden.
I haven't read any other books by her.
Oh my, that's what I do. I'm just like, oh, okay. So I just read her book called The Coworker, and that was great. Like, just any of
her books.
I do
that too. Like, I'll just stick to the same.
Yeah, you stick to what you know. Her books are quick. Like, you feel so good because I finished that on one weekend, and that's very not normal for me.
I love when I finish a book in a weekend.
I am smart. I am well read.
Yes.
What's your vibe of, like, what authors do you like or what other books do you like? Like, are you reading more?
I have the worst memory of anyone you've ever met, especially when it comes to books. Like,
no problem.
Once I read it, literally the next day, someone's like, what was it about? Like, who's the author?
I'm
like,
the same
no idea.
Way. But you're like, I liked it.
Yeah,
it
was enjoyable. I feel like if you brought up people, I'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, I wouldn't say Colleen Hoover is like my favorite author, but I have read a lot of like that style of book. Oh my gosh, who are the other ones that I've read? I've read some Lisa Jewell.
Like those. Yeah.
I like those.
Mm-hmm. Like those.
I don't love them.
They're more like easy, quick. They're nothing intense.
Some are better than others. Like None of This Is True is one of my favorites. I like that. Did you ever read that one?
I don't think so.
You would like that. It's actually about a podcaster. So
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Talked about that.
I'm trying to think of the other. There's like been a few authors who I've read a few of their books. They're romance vibes. It's like I feel like I have similar style reading genres to Kenzie.
Yeah.
Like okay. Whenever she posts, I'm like, okay, like yeah. I've read that or yeah. like I like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I love her writing.
Yeah, thriller romance.
So
yeah.
Thriller romance, but I don't have like specific. I've truly been in such a slump. I haven't read much lately. So
I know.
And again, since my memory's so bad, it's like it has to be so fresh for me to yeah. remember.
Like the last book.
But The Housemaid is the last book I read.
I love it. Well,
it was really
there's
good.
Housemaid Secret.
And that's like the second one.
So, and I found it to be just as good.
Really?
And they're coming out with a third
and
in a
third's
few months.
Coming out.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So maybe I should just
do that.
The and woman then, never stops writing. She no, comes out with a book every like 2 weeks. Like, I don't know how it's possible.
I'm obsessed.
Okay, I need to get on that. We did not give this woman advice whatsoever.
I know.
Like, oh, you're attracted to men. Here's some,
like, here's what we like.
Here's more books.
Yeah, here's books.
No. I would also say that you just haven't met the right person yet.
Yeah,
like
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just haven't met you yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the right person, like, I feel like you're not going to have to convince yourself, like, oh, he's cute or like, oh, I'm attracted to him. Like, it will just, you just will be. Yeah.
I was thinking about that concept of when girls say, like, I'm just so confused. Like, does he like me? Does he not? And I was just thinking about how, like, you will not be confused.
No.
Yeah. Like, with the right person,
like,
I know that's a different thing.
Me.
Yeah, but it's like, you will not be confused when it's the right person. I feel that way.
You will
and
not
same
be
with,
jealous. You will not, like, everything just goes out the door.
Yeah.
Like, I know they like me.
It will just be, like, easy. And I feel the same way with this. It's like, you will just be attracted to them, and it won't be like, oh,
yeah.
Well.
I have to convince my friends, like, oh, he's not ugly, I swear.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, okay, so you do think he's ugly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't like the
so
guy.
You're
that's
aware.
Fine.
Uh-huh. You're aware of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Determined to have a smooth bikini line this summer, but cannot figure out how. Swear I've used all the products, lotions, razors.
We talk about this all
you know,
the time.
I don't have the answer to that besides probably laser.
I was going to say I do waxes when I want like a clean.
Waxes,
but,
yeah.
It's so painful.
It's hard to keep up with though too because it's like, oh, heaven forbid, I have to go to the beach the week before I go get my wax.
Laser's
gotta
the
wear
best option.
Boy shorts.
Literally.
I screenshotted something that I, this is so interesting. I just saw it, or not interesting. It's just like the timing is crazy. I was looking at my Pinterest board the other night and I had screenshot someone's like in detail tips for this exact thing. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Wait, that would be huge.
Like this is this girl. I had like screenshotted this thing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's
Should
so I
long.
Read it?
Yeah.
She says, here's what you do. Exfoliate, then rub the area with baby oil before you shave to soften the hair and skin.
Okay.
Shave using a men's razor, one with four blades, and men's moisturizing shaving cream. Since they're made for faces, they're extra gentle. Dab some rubbing alcohol on the skin after you shave to kill bacteria and close your pores, and then apply an unscented deodorant liberally. This will dry. This will keep you dry down there, and you will not chafe, and it prevents razor bumps. You will have the smoothest.
Oh
ever.
My gosh.
See,
but you said, do that every day?
She said, mine was always flawless. I was a dancer for 4 years and I did this almost daily.
Wow.
That's a lot of work though.
Ooh,
that's
like
way
once
too much.
A week, you know, do that on Sunday.
Yeah.
In your everything, after your everything shower or before maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I say laser for me. Have you guys done laser hair removal at all?
I like tried it and I feel like it didn't work, but I don't know if I didn't do enough sessions or something.
Well, for me, I think it just helped it like become so much thinner and
more manageable.
Finer and manageable. Like, gotcha. I did my armpits and I did my legs and my whole Brazilian. And I just feel like shaving now is like so much easier. I have very like coarse hair, like especially my armpit hair literally would grow back the next day.
Me
it would
too.
Be like so stubbly. And now it's just so much finer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
oh, that's awesome.
Laser is kind of like sometimes it can be pricey and you do want to go to someone that's like.
Yeah, because you could get hurt. Or like,
yeah. Because some people are like, oh, get a like Groupon or something. But I feel like. Sometimes that's scary with like lasers on your skin.
Totally.
Yeah, you don't
but
want to get a burn.
If you can, like getting laser, I do feel like it does, it depends on your hair and your skin, but I think sometimes it can help at least make it more manageable. And then when you shave, it's like a little smoother. I don't know.
I always tell myself like no one's looking as closely as you, unfortunately. Like I don't I know it's annoying. Unfortunately.
No, what would be great?
Unfortunately, no one's looking at my crotch.
Unfortunately, I don't have better tips, but like, really, I feel like you're your own worst critic in that sense. And I do understand like being on a vacation though, and you look down, and you're like, oh my God, like, what is going on? But really, like you are your own.
It's true.
Sure.
I've never, now that I'm thinking about it, been like seeing someone and be like, oh wow, they really should have shaved.
Like, yeah.
No,
or like, look at the bumps
it.
On her or something.
Yeah.
Like,
never.
Never.
Especially in person. It's like, it's one thing if you're trying to take pictures where it's like someone can zoom in and look at everything. But especially in person, if you're just out you know?
No, definitely. I think that's the one thing. Like, I feel like we've transitioned so far into, you know, not retouched photos and stuff, like, mm-hmm. especially like commercials too. But the bikini line is always flawless. I'm like, let's put some bumps there.
Yeah, I know.
So I feel more, because I feel like we do everything else. We're like non-edited, but the bikini line's always looking great.
Yeah. And I feel like it's pretty rare for it to be like baby smooth on someone. Yeah. Like it always, even when I do laser, even when I do whatever, it's like, it's not just like it's baby soft. Like it has some bumps or something going on.
No, yeah.
Like but I do get that, especially with some of these bikinis. I'm like, this is literally a piece of string.
Yeah,
like,
All these new they're trends. Getting smaller and smaller. Shave and be like, oh, that's good enough, and then I could put on the bikini. Yeah. Like, oh, is it?
I put on the bathing suit prior to my shower to see where I need to hit. Yeah. I'm like, where are my target areas?
Oh my gosh, that's really funny.
What can I leave?
Yeah. What? No. You kind of have to. What do I have to give more attention to?
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like not actually taking a break. I feel like in between the shaving, like if I shave every day, I feel like then I get more bumps. Like I feel like I need to shave and like leave it for a week.
So strategize.
Marinate. Like, yes.
100%. I need advice on phrases to say to family members when they make comments about my body. Mm. When my mom says my butt looks flat, my mother-in-law says I look healthy now.
Oh no.
When they point out my natural blonde is dark for the winter, et cetera, they're always hitting my biggest insecurities.
Nothing worse.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, she said it hit my biggest insecurities. I would be like, oof, that one hurt. Like I would literally say, like, that affects me.
Like make a reaction.
That's what I would do. Like we always say our brothers know how to like hit us where it hurts. I'll be like, ouch. Like you know my weakest point.
Yeah. I usually just break out into tears.
And they'll be like, oh my God. Like,
that should do the trick.
Yeah. I feel like if you play it off, they're like, okay, she doesn't really care.
That's true.
That was my immediate reaction.
Being honest.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking. No, but literally groundbreaking.
But sometimes it's hard.
Sometimes it's hard to do that. It is. But I feel like that's the answer.
Or almost like an acknowledgement, like back to it. Like if they're like, your hair looks brassy, like you could be like, so like, almost being like, I hear your point. And like,
What's the point of verbalizing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like kind of standing up for yourself in that way. I think, I know it's hard though. Like someone like a mother-in-law, like that's tough. Like at least like with your own family, it could be a little easier to be like, hey, stop, that was rude or something. But if it's someone that's maybe a little bit outside,
yeah,
I know, we always talk about that. It's different when it's your own, depending on the dynamic you have with your family, but like for the most part, if it's your own family, like I feel a lot more comfortable being like, excuse me, like that was so rude. It's like an in-law or like a little bit, like an extended, like an aunt or someone that I don't know, I'm like, well, I'm not gonna like freak out at you. But
if you want the most, you know, I like to offer sometimes maybe the toxic version of the advice. It's like,
love it.
You know, if they say something maybe passive aggressive, you can always either A, throw it back, like something passive aggressive to them. I know you probably have, you know, have something in your mind.
Your dark thoughts.
Yeah. You can kind of maybe like throw it back, but not where it's like, because the worst type of critique that someone gives is where it's not super obvious for you to have a reaction. It would almost be like you would look overdramatic if you reacted to it. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do your highlights. Like, and they just kind of move on. And if you were to be like, excuse me, like, then people think you're the whatever.
I hate that.
So you got to do
like, you feel like the drama queen, but you're like, no, you're rude.
You got to do the passive aggressive back. Like, yeah, I will. Like, maybe we can go together and you can get your like split ends or something, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
In like a jokey way, playful. I fully believe if people are going to dish it out, like they must take it. Like,
they must
be able to. Like, if you're going to throw out comments, like, okay, I'll point out, like, yeah, it's kind of rude, but it's like, okay, let me point out something about you then. If you're going to,
It's like projections anyways, clearly. Like, if they're, like, that's their own issues with their body or what they perceive to be the perfect body. So,
Yeah, I catch it myself. I'll be like, I think that's just me projecting, but I'm still going to say it. But I'm just letting you know. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You have to have self-awareness.
Let's just do one more and then we'll call it a day.
I've been in a situationship for over a year now. We are in college. He plays college football and won't commit to me. He acts like we're dating. We have sleepovers, hang out every day. I make him dinner, but he won't put a label on it. Mm. I get so mad at him and ask him why. And he said he is just waiting for it to be the right moment. I've tried to end it over and over, but he tells me every time.
I've tried to probably end
it. Yeah, okay. Over and over, but he tells me every time, I'm going to commit. You're the perfect one for me. What do I do, guys?
Wait, how old is... Or sorry, I'm...
They're in college.
I'm sorry. How long have they been doing this?
Over a year.
Over a year?
I do feel like he's stringing you along.
Yeah.
Like, the perfect moment.
I know, and you don't want to give an ultimatum, because I don't believe in ultimatums, but at some point, you just got to be like, okay, well, you're not committing. It's not like, commit to me or else. It's like, you're not committing to me. Goodbye.
Yeah. And sometimes then maybe he'll be like, wait. Yeah. But you don't want to bank on that. You have to leave knowing that he really won't
be ready to walk away.
Yeah. And you said she's in college or something?
Yeah, she's in college. Yeah,
like, you deserve to enjoy your college experience. Yeah. Like, you only get those ones. Like, you deserve to enjoy the rest of it or whatever
exactly.
You want. Yeah. And also, like, you're giving him boyfriend privileges without, like, the
title. Exactly.
He doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve a man that is going to, like, be... So, yeah,
he's like, where's my dinner? Was waiting for the perfect moment, actually.
Yeah, the absolutely least you could do not. Is call me your girlfriend. That's
in
the
a
bare
year, you haven't found one perfect moment?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a long time.
That's strange, yeah.
Yeah, that's odd. Interesting.
You need to find more moments, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point about the label. Like, you're giving him access. I feel like a lot of girls will write in, like, that's a very common thing people write in. Like, he just won't commit. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, the right guy will commit to you because he will be obsessed with you. He doesn't want to lose you.
And he doesn't want you to date anybody else.
He doesn't want you to date anyone else. And yeah, you shouldn't be making him dinner every night. And then he can't even call
you. He's gotten
comfortable.
And unfortunately, even if he is, you know, down the road going to be the right one, he won't realize it until you're gone. So he's not going to just change because you're there still doing the same exact things. There's going to be nothing motivating him because you're what is he getting out of it differently? So you just have to leave.
Preach.
Bye. I wish we had time for 20 more.
This
was
great. So fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming
This was so fun. I don't want this day to end.
I know.
What should the swap name be like? What we gals? What we
What the gals said?
What the gals said?
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, we need to come up with something said. Little.
We'll
yeah,
be good. We'll come up with
yeah. It. Tell everyone where they can listen to your podcast and find you guys on YouTube and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're at Gals and the Go Podcast on Instagram, Gals and the Go Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and then I'm at Danielle Carolyn on everything,
and I'm at Brooke Michio on everything.
Amazing. Thank you, guys. Yay,
thank you, guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.